Well, we've made it through Mother's Day, Kim, and happy Mother's Day a couple days ago, I guess now.
Yeah, thank you very much. I hope everybody had a great Mother's Day. Sometimes they're kind of sad remembering moms, and we hope the sad ones, you spent your time remembering all the good times, and the happy ones, you made more new memories.
The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is going to finish things up this weekend. They had a great crowd there for May 11th, Mother's Day, all their horse racing. Coming up, the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff. That's going to be on May 15th. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com. Gary Allen, the headliner. And then the 16th, 17th, and 18th, that's where the West really comes alive. The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale in Mile City, Montana, finishing up this weekend.
The clock is ticking. Make sure you get there now. Grab your hat, everybody, because we're diving into Tri-State Livestock News for some real ranching insight. You can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
Can I share a very short story from Gary Helland about men and women drivers?
Absolutely. I'm eagerly anticipating it.
So a man's driving down the road, woman driving up the same road, going in the opposite direction. They pass each other, and the woman yells out, "Pig!" The man yells out the window, "Witch!"
What?
Man rounds the next curve. Man crashes into a huge pig in the middle of the road and dies. Thought for the day? If men would just listen. Okay. What are you sharing today?
I'm going to talk a little bit about graduation.
Oh, it's that time of the year, isn't it?
It is. We got through Mother's Day, and I know there's already been graduations. There's more graduations coming up. This is Bill Gates gave a speech at a high school about 11 things they did not and will not learn in school. He talks about how feel-good, politically correct teachings created a generation of kids with no concept of reality, and how this concept sets them up for failure in the real world. It goes like this, his 11 rules. Life is not fair. Get used to it. Rule number two, the world doesn't care about your self-esteem. The world will expect you to accomplish something before you feel good about yourself. Number three, you will not make $60,000 a year right out of high school. You won't be vice president with a car phone until you earn both. Number four, if you think your teacher is tough, wait till you have your boss. Flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. Your grandparents had a different word for burger flipping. They called it opportunity.
Sure.
That's right. Number six, if you mess up, it's not your parents' fault. So don't whine about your mistakes. Learn from them. Number seven, before you were born, your parents weren't as boring as they are now. They got that way from paying your bills, cleaning your clothes, and listening to you talk about how cool you thought you were. So before you save the rainforest from the parasites of your parents' generation, try delousing the closet in your own room. That's pretty funny. And here's rule number eight. Your school may have done away with winners and losers, but life has not. In some schools, they have abolished failing grades, and they'll give you as many times as you want to get the right answer. This does not bear the slightest resemblance to anything in real life. Rule nine. Life is not divided into semesters. You don't get summers off, and very few employers are interested in helping you find yourself. Do that on your own time. Number 10, television is not real life. In real life, people actually have to leave the coffee shop and go get jobs. And the 11th rule, be nice to nerds. Chances are you'll end up working for one. And I think that pretty much says it right on the nose. That's by Bill Gates again.
Something to remind you about, Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. They're inviting you to come visit Cherry County, Nebraska, North Central Nebraska's paradise. Visit valentine.com or visit valentine.org. We'll get you all the information you need about a canoeing trip or kayak or a tubing trip is the way to go, all by personal experience, down the scenic Niobrara River. So you can check it all out at visitvalentine.com or .org. Find out 50 things to do in the Valentine and Cherry County area. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.